April is National Poetry Month. This is the Living Poetry Canon. This is April 15th. Here's a poet for today. Joan Retallack teaches at Bard College, where she is the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Professor of Humanities. Her works of poetry include Circumstantial Evidence, Errata Suite, Icarus Falling, After Images, How to Do Things with Words, Mongrelisme, A Difficult Manual for Desperate Times, Steins's on Mediation, Memoir, and Procedural Elegies, most recently. Retallack's poetics turn away from fictive time, which in its measured presentation of person, place, and event, privileges authorial voice over the complexities of the real. She says, "I really began to see that kind of work as having to do with a vanishing point perspective, that everything was moving toward the last punctum where the conflict that had been artificially imported in the first place, would be resolved." Her works therefore modeled difficulty rather than ease of expression. Retallack posits a poetical poetry that makes a wager on the new. Like all wagers, the poetical bet comes with the necessary risk of breaking identity with your own established style, which may also be the popular mode of the day. Retallack says, "For the work to become poetical, it seems it must risk a period of invisibility, unintelligibility. This is what happened with Stein, Joyce, Beckett, Wittgenstein, Cage." She further argues that the language must fly from the poet like Zeno's arrow in an imperiling trajectory, subject to cultural weather, chance, vagaries of all kinds beyond the poet's intentionality. I'm going to read part of a poem called Curiosity and the Claim to Happiness. Studies have shown that the brain prefers unpredictable pleasures. Present tense. It's said that it happens even in nature. For example, during the childhood, the mother might have had a taste for film noir and taken the child along. My machine is hooked up to my machine, things inaccessible to the precise methods of, for example, a Brazilian bookmobile being hijacked in a dark underground garage. Fiction is precisely what they now call nonfiction, too. Get a bit too personal. For example, Eurydice, my dark darling, don't worry, I can bear you're not looking at me, she cried out, for example, hoping it was true. Now, here, together, in the mix of the modern metropolis, Rio, Vienna, Paris, Tokyo, Moscow, Hong Kong, Lagos, New York, Bombay, London, Mumbai, he and she both feel close to the idealized neuron in the book. Some of the diffuse sensations of early childhood may still surprise us as we consider their names. For example, joy, frustration, shame, anxiety, love, rage, fear, anger, wonder, curiosity, disgust, surprise, longing, humor, pride, self-respect, fear, but not terror, fear, but not horror. The mother, however, might not like surprises, for example, wanting to know for how many generations a Negro in the bloodlines can produce a throwback. The word is memory. The child recalls this use of memory, does not know what to say for a very long time. The soul is inwardness, as soon as and insofar as it is no longer outwardness. It is memoria, insofar as it does not lose itself in curiositas. Otherwise, one could ask at any moment, for example, in what story does an uninvited goddess walk in and roll a golden ball down the hall? Or why not enjoy the story of lovers in the same vein from different centuries, but in the same story, from different worlds, but in the same story, I write down my dreams. This is probably not one of them. For example, for a very long time, the child wanted more than she could say to not want, more than she could say, for example, impossible according to any simple formula for mirroring formulas. If, for example, but for the accidental claws, the swerve of curiosity on the monkey bars, the flashbulb memory, the wall of fire outside the window, and or something as vague as living in time, for example, for a time near what seemed to be near things swept into the stream of self-translation in the coincidental flow of events, near disregarded syllables, suddenly audible, vol up, sudden outburst of song, sudden, ha, it's too funny, how funny it is to feel sometimes and not others, how to remotely sense a sweet violence in the brevity, for example, the spilt second glance. Without yards of shimmering adjectives, description, is description possible? Can a sunrise be described by yards of shimmering adjectives? You've been listening to part of the poem called Curiosity and the Claim to Happiness by Joan Retallack, read by permission of the author on the Living Poets Canon. Thanks for your time.